We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 22. Today we begin at verse 23 and we'll continue to the end of the chapter in verse 46. Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 to 46. Now it's a sad fact that the last week in which Jesus was with the people of Israel, they spent most of that time arguing with him, or rather trying to trap him. Because the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes had already decided that they were rejecting him and they were looking for a pretext to denounce him and ultimately crucify him. Now, the previous passage ended with the Pharisees taking a whack at Jesus. Their strategy was to bring the questions of taxes to Caesar, and that would get him into trouble either way he went. Well, they were wrong. He confounded them with truth. Our passage begins with the Sadducees then. That's the other party. The Pharisees were the conservatives. The Sadducees are the secular humanistic liberals. Their chief doctrine was a denial of the resurrection. And so they come to Jesus. They're not seeking truth. They're trying to trip him up. And they make an absurd scenario that they think invalidates the resurrection. Well, what a mistake they made coming to Jesus. The scenario was this. The Old Testament law said that if a man died without giving a child, his wife would marry his brother and give a child to that man. And they give a scenario, what if it happens seven times? A woman marries a man, he dies, there's no kids. She marries another brother, he dies, no kids. It happens seven times. And they ask him, well, when they get to heaven, this supposed idea of life after death, well, who will she be married to? Well, Jesus refutes them by pointing out they don't know their Bibles, that marriage is an institution of this life. He says in heaven, and we will be like angels. That does not say we will be angels, but we will not, the woman will not be married to any of them. It's a different life in heaven, a life devoted to God. And he points out, you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. And then he attacks their denial of the resurrection. He points out that God describes himself in the present tense, saying, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he's a present tense God to these people who died long before. Clearly, they must be living. He is the God of the living and not the dead. So much for the Sadducees' attack. Well, the Pharisees come back briefly, and they ask him, it's a test, what's the greatest commandment? Well, Jesus knows what the greatest commandment is, and he gives good, solid instruction on that. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And the passage ends with Jesus saying, the time has come for me to ask you questions. And he knows that they're going to charge him with blasphemy for claiming to be the Son of God. And so he asks them, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. By the way, one of the Old Testament passages that says the Messiah must be the son of David is Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 9, which we will look at today in our sermon. It has to be the son of David. Well, Jesus said, well, how is it that David in the Spirit said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand? He says, how does David call his descendant Lord? Well, the answer is that David's descendant is the Lord. He's the very Son of God. And Jesus shows, what Jesus is showing is that we need to know the Word of God, but we need to come before him humbly. We are sinners. He is the Savior God has sent. If you have questions, oh, the Bible will answer them. And there's nothing wrong with the spirit of inquiry. But let us always come to him humbly and in faith. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 23 of Matthew 22. The same day, the Sadducees came to him who say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. So to the second and the third, down to the seventh, after them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her. But Jesus answered them, you are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the living. And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.